what he's accomplished and what his career has meant, and the way he goes to work and how he carries himself as just a man is impressive, and anyone can take note and just try to live or have the career that he had. Is that special to have 210 consecutive starts. And I think his career is far from over. If he wants to play football, like I said before, I think he'll still be playing. I think you can't even close the door on him playing for us again. This is 1 week. This is one game. You can't close the door on Eli Manning still being the quarterback going forward after that.
What was your initial reaction? Were you surprised by the news?
Yeah, I was shocked. I was sitting here getting ready to go to walk through yesterday, and he was asking me how I was doing. You know, he did, after finding out, he was still asking me how I was doing and what was going on with me. And I was like, I'm not sure if I'm playing or not. And he told me he wasn't going, and I was definitely shocked. I mean, barring injury, I didn't see any way that Eli Manning wouldn't be our quarterback. But at the same time, we're a team, and Eli's got right behind Gino and had his support and had his back. And I think that just goes to show what kind of man Eli is. He was out there taking scout team quarterback reps, not saying a word about it. And like I said, he wants to play quarterback in this game. Eli Manning's still going to be a starting quarterback in the NFL.
How would you describe your relationship with Eli?
I've just kind of watched him as I've been around. He's not a very rah-rah, yelling, screaming type of guy. But every time you pull in here, his car is the first one here. His car is when you leave, it's still here. I bet you half the guys in this locker room, the first voice they heard from a teammate was Eli Manning when they got drafted. First person that called me and congratulated me. And when things weren't going well for me, he's had my back. And then there's something to be said about that. You know, things aren't going well this year, but it's not just him. I mean, we've had a lot of injuries. We've had a lot of guys not play as well as, you know, no one expected things were going to happen like this year. And it's definitely a tough thing to see.
Do you agree with the decision?
That's above my pay grade. That's above my pay grade. I'm offensive line. I'm going to go out there. I got to block some three techs and kick some guys out, and I'm going to stay in my lane.
Justin, does it define Eli? The fact this morning was just him and Davis in the lunchroom together, just studying. He was helping him the day after this all just happened.
Eli Manning, the character of that man, I mean, if we could all have a little bit of that in our lives, I think we'd all take it. And any team would want to have Eli Manning as their quarterback and just have him be around. Like I said before, I don't think this closes the door on his career. It's a chapter. It's a part of the story. And overcoming adversity is a great thing. You find out what you're made of, and you dig down deep, and you fight back. And I think no one's been through more adversity in New York than Eli Manning. So I know this is another bump in the road for him, and he'll come out the other side. And as a team, we all got to be there for all of us, for each other, for the organization, for the coaches, because it's not an easy decision to put Eli Manning on the bench. And I know Coach McAdoo has probably gone through a lot of trials and tribulations. I'm heard a lot of things slung his way, so it's definitely something that's tough to see, because I respect both men so much. So it's something that we got to continue to stick together and be a good team.
Justin, you said you know, Eli's had your back and the guys in the team. How do you have his back now? How can teammates have his back? I mean, you've never gone through this with
him. You support him, just like any. I've had my best friends get cut. I've seen guys lose their jobs. Eli's in a good spot. He's still doing all right. So we got to go out there and continue to support and encourage him. You know, his career is, he doesn't need me to tell him what I think of him. Like, I'm going to let him know. I feel like he hears it. He knows he's respected. He's got to know he's respected. This is the way he carries himself. So just keep having that and keep letting him know that, you know, we got his back no matter what happens, no matter where he's at. He's still, you know, a quarterback.
Could you ever envision or imagine him starting quarterback for another team?
I couldn't. But you look at what his brother went through. Similar. I mean, he had an injury. Obviously, he has an injury. It's a crazy scenario. I hope it doesn't come to that.
Justin, when you see something like that happen to Eli Manning, did you pause and say, God, if it can happen to him, it can happen to anybody else?
I've known that before this even happened to Eli. I mean, the NFL stands for not for long. So to go 14 years, I mean, that's impressive. Like I said, look at every guy that I've gotten drafted with, no longer here. Look at all the guys that were here before me, no longer here. I can't imagine the faces that Eli has seen come in and out of this building in his 14-year career. He's done some special things. He's won the biggest game. He's played the best football when it was asked of him. He's been a leader. He's been a guy that everyone looks up to. So this isn't the end for Eli Manning. This is just a bump in the road, I think.
We're not at practice, but you know, Coach said that he ran the scout team. I mean, the thought of Eli Manning running the scout team is jarring.
Yeah.
What was it like for you to see that?
I was, you know, getting my work done, getting my rehab done, and trying to get over there and see him run out there and run the scout team. He was Eli Manning. He was so unwavering. Like, obviously, there was some emotion yesterday, and that's something that no human being cannot show emotion after 14 years. But today, back out there, true professional, doing whatever's asked for this team, and that just goes to show the type of character he has, and that's something that will always be his rock, the type of man he is.
Gino got the reps with the first team.
Yeah.
And what did you see, and how do you think he'll fare in this game?
Hey, Gino throws a great ball. I played against him in college, obviously being in New York, seeing him with the Jets. He's got a pretty ball. He throws the ball well. He moves. There's some things he brings to the table. Obviously, right now, like the way we're playing football is there's no hiding what we're doing. We're going out there and playing some good defense, running the ball more than we have in the past, and I think Gino can help in that area and help, you know, do some. I don't know what all we're gonna go in there. I'm not gonna get into the game like game plan and stuff, but he brings a different dimension to the game. And I think that's something that at 2-9, we haven't been that successful doing what we're doing. So sometimes the change is what happens.